Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the thrice weekly Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Thank you for queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show today. This story was first published on February 14th of 2010 under the headline Bits of 1926 Hollywood Trainwreck Are Still in Row River. Here we go. Oregon has a reputation as a great place to make a movie, among other reasons because it's generally less expensive to film here. But the most expensive scene ever shot in a silent movie was put in the can right here in the Beaver State, just south of Cottage Grove, 84 years ago. That scene went into a movie that cost a then staggering $750,000 to make, and went on to become a major money-losing flop at the box office, clearing roughly $500,000. Remember, these are 1926 dollars. People were buying brand new cars in 1926 for less than $300. But history has been far kinder to it than moviegoers were in 1927, and today it's widely considered one of the best movies of the silent era. Film writer Tim Dirks introduces it as, quote, "an imaginative masterpiece of deadpan stone-faced Buster Keaton comedy, generally regarded as one of the greatest of all silent comedies and Keaton's own favorite, and undoubtedly the best train film ever made." The movie was The General, starring Buster Keaton, who also produced the film. And if you're from South Lane County, you already know this story by heart. You may even have a family member who was one of the hundreds of locals hired as extras for the picture. In the movie, a stubborn Confederate train engineer named Johnny has his beloved locomotive, the General, stolen by Union spies with his girlfriend on board. He pursues them and his train into Union territory, overhears a group of Union generals planning an attack across a certain railroad bridge, and decides to repossess his train and bring it and his girlfriend back south. A lengthy train chase ensues, with two Union trains chasing the General southward as Johnny pulls telegraph poles down and leaves bits of his train behind to slow them up. It culminates in a $42,000 scene, in 1926 dollars, in today's dollars that's about 506 grand, in which the pursuing Union train tries to cross a railroad bridge after Johnny has set it on fire. The bridge collapses in the middle and the train, a full, working steam locomotive and cars, not a model, plunges into the, quote, Rock River below. In reality, it was the Row River, just south of Cottage Grove, and thousands of people came from all over the area to watch the scene being shot. It had to be done on one take. Keaton couldn't afford to build a new bridge and buy a new locomotive and try again. It had to be perfect. It was. Most of the train is now gone, but Lloyd Williams of the Cottage Grove Historical Society told reporter Megan Kalkstein in 2007 that bits of track and steel can still be seen in the river when the water level is low. Several years ago, a mural was painted on the side of the historic Cottage Grove Hotel downtown commemorating the filming. By the way, this isn't Cottage Grove's only claim to box office fame. Among other projects, Stand By Me was filmed along some of the same railroad beds Keaton chugged along, and the parade scene from Animal House was filmed on Main Street there. Key sources in this story have included works by Tom Dirks, Megan Kalkstein, and the Cottage Grove Historical Society. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. Check out our hub page at offbeatoregon.com to explore all the other things we do. Visuals that go with today's show can be found at offbeatoregon.com, where you will also find full citations to the sources for this story. The podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Got an idea for a show I should do or just want to say hi? Drop me a line at fj@offbeatoregon.com or ping me on Twitter at @offbeatoregon or send a message through the Facebook page at facebook.com/oregon.1859. Also, do let me know if you're ever going to be in Corvallis with time for a cup of coffee or a pint of Hammerhead and an inclination to talk about Oregon history. Fresh episodes of Offbeat Oregon History come your way around 6 a.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. So if you're looking forward to the next one, well, you haven't got long to wait. Until then, go fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.